It's Jelly Roll and Heart of Stone on the Country Station, 92.5 WBKR. Chad and MCAT with you. And we have our friend Jacob Kuiper on the phone. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
Mary Catherine's a little chilly this morning. She has on multiple scarves.
But you know what can warm a person up real good? It's just a little nip of bourbon.
A little shot of whiskey.
Maybe not this early in the morning, but.
So Jacob is from the website Coming Whiskey. He is a bourbon expert locally, and he's on the show today. This is kind of wild. So you know Alan Jackson announced that big farewell concert.
Yes, I do.
Which sold out in the presale.
Of course it did.
Nissan Stadium, every seat sold out in the presale. The general public never got a chance. So, but Jacob, you were telling me that his bourbon brand or whiskey brand, Silver Belly, they released a new bottle, limited edition, to go along with that announcement.
Absolutely. It's just now hitting market, but I am holding a bottle in my hand. It is Silver Belly bourbon or Silver Belly whiskey, and it is titled Last Call to kind of generate some hype for the Last Call final concert coming up in Nashville next June.
This is so fun. And what I love about this too, so the label, it says Last Call on it, but then there are several numbers on the label, like it's 6.7 years old, but that has significance for Alan Jackson and his fans.
Yeah, so there are, I guess, some Easter eggs hiding in plain sight. So one, the label says that it is 6.7 years old, which means that Alan Jackson is 67 years old.
Love.
Mm-hmm. The says that they produced 1,958 bottles, which is 1958, which is the year that Alan Jackson was born. And then one more little Easter egg, the proof on this bourbon is 101.7, which is, move the decimal around, 1017, and Alan Jackson was born on October 17th, 1958.
This is so great.
Oh my gosh.
So 1,958 bottles are available. You can order from the website. Is that silverbellywhiskey.com? Is that the website?
Yes. That is correct.
And in addition to Last Call, they actually have released two more Alan Jackson-inspired bourbons. One is pays tribute to his hit, Don't Rock the Jukebox.
Yeah, okay. Love
fun,
that.
Right?
Love that.
And Jacob, tell them about the small bottle, because it's the first ever small bottle for Alan Jackson's brand.
They originally, when the brand went to market, they did purchase a relatively young bourbon from Green River here in Owensboro.
Very cool.
But after batch three, that the third release, Alan Jackson kind of had this idea, look, like, I'm historically associated with Nashville, Tennessee. Maybe we should get bourbon made in Tennessee. And for those who may not realize it, yeah, bourbon can be and is made in all 50 states, not just Kentucky. So Silver Belly is a Tennessee bourbon, but it's not Jack Daniels, from Tennessee Distilling in Columbia, Tennessee.
Nice. And this small bottle that they're releasing, it's a 375 milliliter, and it pays tribute, because it's a small bottle, to his hit, A Little Bitty. Isn't that hilarious?
Oh my gosh, I love that.
It's genius marketing.
That
it's great.
That is so cute.
So yeah, the brand, they definitely like to put in little Easter eggs, some fun tribute, little things like that. So Robbie, there's a guy named Robbie, runs the brand for Alan. But also what makes it interesting is that Alan Jackson's daughter, Maddie, legitimately knows beverage alcohol, and she's a sommelier, which is kind of an advanced level of training in wine, and she now serves as the master blender. So it's not just a brand that Alan Jackson owns. His daughter is legitimate, as any family member, is legitimately qualified to be in this business, so she takes over for the blending right now, and that's pretty cool.
So how cool. Special.
Y'all,
love that.
I tell you, if you want to know anything about bourbon, you follow Jacob, comingwhiskey.com. We appreciate your time this morning, and we're just jealous that we don't have that bottle with us, and you have it with you.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on.
Sure. And gang, that is Robbie Lee's Roundup.